You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Let's get into our deep dive for this morning, starting off on a new subject for the week, United in Prayer. And today we're focusing on the subject, when we pray together. There's something mysterious and powerful that happens when believers pray together. Jesus didn't just say, when you pray. He also said, when two or three gather in my name, right? That's Matthew 18, verse 20. So united prayer multiplies faith and agreement and spiritual authority. It's not just about louder voices or longer sessions. It's about alignment with heaven and with each other. When we pray in unity, we don't just talk to God, we wage war together. And the enemy knows it. That's why division thrives, because united prayer threatens hell's plans. And so we're having this conversation. Hopefully, by the end of the week, we'll be able to come together as a faith community and learn the power of united prayer. To guide us through this conversation, we're joined on the line by Pastor Mujapela. My Pastor, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well, Pastor. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I think before we start, we'd really be making a mistake if we don't start with prayer. Please pray for us as we open.
All right, let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your love and for your kindness. We thank you, Father, that you give us so much of your goodness. We're asking in a special way that you might imbue us with your Spirit, lead us and guide us, is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right, so Pastor, why do you think Jesus emphasized agreement in united prayer, and what even does that mean?
Yeah, agreement is an interesting concept, or rather, let me speak to unity rather.
Okay.
I'm gonna reference two particular portions of Scripture. The one is found in the Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, particularly. There are, you know, particular things that need to happen. And unity is cited, rather agreement is cited there,
mm-hmm.
Particularly with regards to prayer, but particularly with regards to the idea of being able to work together for Christ's sake as individuals for the edification of this body.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, when we agree and we are united in prayer, it allows God to really actually move amongst us and to achieve his goals in his people. Now, remember the backdrop is salvation, not only for ourselves, the church and the members of the church, but also for the work of saving souls in this world.
Mm.
So it really does, it enables, I want to use that word, it enables God, it gives him permission to really use us, to utilize us, and see, you know, just the strength of the work that God can do, not just with one individual, but with a cohort, as it were, of believers.
I love that. So it's about being united in terms of goal, having one goal, and that goal being God's goal, not our own individual goals. But once our individual goals are aligned with God's ultimate goal of salvation, then we're all headed in the same direction. Our prayers are headed in the same direction.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, this idea, because when you look for examples of where else it was that we find people were united, you can quickly look at, I think it's in the book of Genesis,
mm-hmm.
They together from all over, they had the same language, and they started building this tower.
Yes.
And what you see there, God, you know, takes note at idea that, you know, they keep saying, they repeat, let us, let us, let us. And his response is, now they will be able to, you know, do much. That's essentially the idea that comes across, that God is even aware of this and he is caused to come down. So unity, you know, in that sense is something that I believe God knows he built in us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we together, and unfortunately in this world, even this world works together, and you see just how successful the world is according to their standard when they are, you know, swimming in the same, you know, direction.
Yes.
For us as believers, rather,
mm-hmm.
The same is true. And I'm not really too sure how often we sometimes realize that. I'm going to just use an example. When we fail to pray for one another,
mm-hmm.
we cannot expect that someone else is praying for our benefit, for our good, when there's a weakness.
Yes.
And it really does cripple us. And, you know, the pen of inspiration basically says something to the effect of that it is when we neglect this thing of prayer that we are basically exposed and left open, and Satan and his, you know, powers can come and basically wreak havoc. Mm. Now, we're looking back in Ephesians, we begin to understand, you know, the writer there is trying to bring us to the idea that when we are united, it brings us to a fuller knowledge, all of us individually, as we pray in our little corners, all united in prayer. You know, sometimes we have this idea that being united in prayer means being the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
But what I want us to also see is that when we are focusing on the same outcome, then God, in and amongst each individual person, is now able to utilize the individual for the benefit of the other.
Mm.
Now, I'm really too sure if ever you've taken a glance at this idea of why it is that you'll find sometimes that there are arguments in church.
Yeah.
That people are fighting. And wherever you find that, also, you will also find that there's a lack of growth in terms of spiritual nurture, and also just the work of the mission of God is also languishing. And I would argue that it's because we had, for whatever reason, neglected this thing of individually going to God and asking Him to change our hearts.
Mm.
Because there's work that needs to be done in the heart that we cannot by ourselves. We don't have the power.
Yes.
We can't save us.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't myself as much as I can save you.
Mm.
And even when I go to you and I offer you prayer for healing, for deliverance, it must come from a knowledge that I've experienced, that I've gained, knowing and being in contact with the heavenly being, as we know Him, God, His Son, Holy Spirit. And He then empowers through our what seems like an ordinary action. You know, I know sometimes a united prayer just feels like, you know, we're ticking another box.
Yes.
Given enough time and given enough openness to the working of God in one's heart, with a combination of, you know, the reading and the studying of the Word, I believe that God can achieve and accomplish things that we are scarcely able to imagine.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. And what spiritual results can come about from praying together with others?
I want to use an example of, it's funny, there are many, but let me use a personal example.
Okay.
There was a project that took place a couple of years ago. An organization I was working for basically needed to build a hall.
Mm-hmm.
There were, you know, I think 12 individuals, and we were expected in a month to, you know, erect a hall that could be used for, you know, a youth camp at the end of the year.
Okay.
And we were in prayer, united in prayer, and what you began to see is that there was a concerted effort to, you know, making sure that we are devoted to this mission. And that meant waking up early and sleeping late at night. The conditions were probably not favorable and the time was not enough.
Mm.
But what you begin to see is that as we were praying, God was moving, and He was moving with us to achieve things through us that I don't believe, you know, under normal circumstances, we would have been able to flatten, clear the ground, put up the structure, level it up, and, you know, erect it.
Mm.
But the side product, the other thing that also caught my interest is that there was a clear schism down the middle of the group,
mm-hmm,
that was involved, where you saw, as it were, a warfare that now started to take place. And I'm not sure really, I can't explain,
mm-hmm,
you know, I can't explain what it was that was taking place with regards to the other members, because we all had in mind that we need this building for the achievement of the goal. And the goal was simple: that the young people may come and that they may be able to worship in a place and enjoy. And just that agitation was enough that you would find that coming back from that very long, you know, building, and you come back and you are not met with, you know, joy and jubilation, you know, and encouragement, but rather, you know, disdain and kind of like, you know, you guys think that you're better than each other or they're better than us. And, you know, that kind of attitude. And it caught my attention. It stuck with me. But, you know, I'm grateful that we were able to just move past that because we really had a focus. And those of us who are and testify even till today, there were miracles that we experienced that no one will ever pay us to, you know, to experience again.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And I would assume that as you're going through, maybe as you're going through it, you don't notice it. But afterwards, once the goal has been achieved, you look back and you realize that, no, man, the devil was trying to mess up the entire project by creating that division.
Yes. And it's strange because those who I would say were probably spiritually more mature were aware of these things.
Okay.
Us who were maybe younger at the time and, you know, call it naive, we were just like, we don't understand what's going on.
Right.
And I believe that is the benefit of, you know, having such a wide range of experience within, you know, the Christian faith that allows for, you know, who have been here, who have seen that they are able to see, and then they call us and we you know, they I almost want to say they huddle us up and come, let's pray.
Mm.
You know, see, there's a danger. We might not be able to see it at the time. We just innocently, you know, helping.
Yes.
But they see the imminent danger and they quickly rally us together and we are in prayer and all of a sudden God moves.
Wow.
Where there was before, then God moves. I feel like the devil is very much afraid when we are together and we submit ourselves to God's purpose unitedly.
Mm.
He doesn't want that. And it has been his most successful method to divide us using our own selfish wants, I want to say.
Yeah, for sure. And that's another example of the benefit of coming together, that you have all these different levels of experience. You've got the veteran eyes that can look at a situation and say, this is not just how it seems on the surface. There's something deeper here, which does not require us to even engage with the people who are on the quote-unquote opposite side, but rather just get on our knees and ask God to come into the situation. Whereas if it was just the young people alone, you know, the egos come in and things like that, and it turns into something that it doesn't have to become. So as a group, especially a diverse group with older people, younger people, people from different backgrounds and experiences, they're able to identify that this is something that needs prayer. That's the benefit of being a part of a group rather than being by yourself, even though prayer is prayer.
Mm. Now, something that's very key that we need to also understand is that I don't want to say whilst individual prayer is important. I don't want to catch it that way.
Okay.
Individual prayer is paramount.
Mm.
It is needed. It's so necessary. I cannot say in place of, but in the event that you know, you haven't begun for yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's always a good thing to start praying with others.
Yes.
In other words, instead of no prayer, prayer with someone is always better. It may be a starting point,
mm-hmm.
with the hopes that you will begin to start speaking to God, as it were, by yourself.
Mm.
I know that we use the word prayer, and I just want to quickly talk to this idea of prayer. My understanding is that prayer is when someone speaks with God,
mm-hmm.
and they are able to get the heart of God. They can share with God whatever it is that is on their heart,
mm-hmm.
what is in pain and anguish, what they're struggling with. And God is also likewise able to move them to where he's at. it's not just a one way where we do a system dump, as it were, and we move on. Rather, a flow, a bi-directional flow between creator and created. And what we begin to see is the closer one, or rather the more open one becomes to God speaking in their lives, the more it becomes in their surroundings. People around them begin to feel that there is something different. People see that this one is in some way sanctified. I want to put it in inverted commas. They're set aside. They're not like me.
Yeah.
A normal person, you know? Not to say that they're special. Because God actually gives the opportunity for each of us individually to approach him in that way. It's not just for special people. He wants to impart of himself. He leaves it open for every single one of us to partake in. In other words, the conversation he wants to have is not just with the pastor or even you, Boni, for that matter. Every one of us, he has a table. He has a place. He has a space where he wants to, on a individual note, speak, talk, share, break bread, even laugh, cry. I know something. A lot of the times we think of God when we want to cry, but to laugh with him, to enjoy life, to experience gratitude, to experience God having faith in you to do things that you don't even know you can do yet. It's a strange thing, but it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
When we reach out and I feel like he really does all he can to call out to us. I think I really do believe we are distracted.
For sure, for sure. And speaking about individual prayer, how does it differ from community prayer, praying united with, the faith family?
The individual prayer, I would argue, is I can't really, I want to believe that, something in me says, it's different.
Okay.
But something also tells me that it's not very different. It's just perhaps maybe the setting is different.
Okay.
Where in individual prayer, you are able to meet with God one-on-one. In a communal prayer, what may happen is that you may realize that God is actually actively involved in each individual member in and around you at the time, as opposed to perhaps when you're praying for someone and you are here with God and you finish with God, and then you only later on see that God is doing something, or you hear about it at stage. Right now, right here, we are together, we are united, we are praying, we are on our knees, and God is doing something, and he impresses on our heart, I must speak to that brother, I must go and pray with the sister, I need to encourage them, I need to lift them up, support them, I need to help them. Those things, I believe, when we are taking part with him together, he's able to use us live, as it were. Live in the moment to do things that I want to say we are like we don't know what we are. It's hard to translate. Withholding is a funny way of, like, we really are being like that. We should. I feel like we are stingy. Yeah. We are being stingy with our we are actually stealing from the experience that God wants to have with us, so that our walk with him may be more full.
Wow. The idea that we are withholding from our own selves, we're being stingy. We are the ones who are missing out. It's not always about the other person missing out. It's definitely not about God missing out. But our own selves, in our desire to be selfish, we are actually missing out.
Sure.
And
we are.
And why do you think the enemy fights so hard to keep us divided, to bring division into the church and into our families?
I want to reference a story, but I'm scared to.
Okay.
In the same way that, yes, you believe that God is there, that God is present and that he is with you,
mm-hmm.
but then you feel the overwhelming presence of the enemy.
Mm.
And his presence is a physical one in the sense that you feel the very darkness that is surrounding you.
Mm.
And you need someone to really just to lift you.
Yeah.
To take the load off. You know, I don't know if you've ever had a fainting spell or you could no longer use your limbs, mm-hmm. your legs,
mm-hmm.
and you actually needed someone to carry you. It's not that you can't, but for whatever reason, it's just not doing, the legs are just not doing what they do.
Yeah.
And in that moment, you need someone to literally come pick you up, because whilst you are there, the power in you is just failing.
Mm.
And I believe that God then sends someone to your side, and they are able to do for you, and you feel the physical presence of that person.
Mm.
I know God can, if he really wanted to manifest himself in our very presence, but I believe he also sends us, I want to say in the same way that Aaron was sent to Moses, or in the sense that the two helped Moses to hold up the stones whilst the Israelites were at war, that kind of support, while Jesus was asking for prayer support or spiritual support when he was in the garden and he was asking the Father, if the Father can please just take this cup.
Mm.
Mm. Physical being there. And my brothers or my sisters, they are here with me.
Mm.
I know I am broken and I am weak right now, but their presence, their physical presence is
yeah.
doing something. And I don't know how God made it that this thing makes a difference, but it does.
Mm. And
then we did it. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes, Pastor, when we're having united prayer, whether that's in a church meeting or a prayer group and things like that, sometimes, you know, it's not every time that we feel this incredible presence of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we really are just ticking the box, like, yeah, we've got this scheduled prayer meeting every Wednesday night or every Tuesday night. What makes united prayer powerful, even in those kinds of moments when it just kind of feels ordinary, nothing special, nothing spectacular really stands out? What makes it powerful even then?
What makes it powerful when we feel that it's an ordinary thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And we are, you know, as you say, we tick the box and we go home.
Yeah.
I believe it's in the fact that it's a God who doesn't sleep, who doesn't leave you alone when you leave that place.
Mm.
Mm. Well, are people who came on that particular evening where you were ticking a box and your prayer, you seemed, for you anyway, it seemed powerless, like it was just, again, we are ticking the box. It was a mundane thing. And yet you do not know the effect or the impact that it had in the person who was the recipient of the prayer that you were making.
Mm.
So prayer is not always that we feel it working.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
I know Jesus does this thing where he's like, I have felt the power leave me, you know? And I think we also want to be like, hey, I can feel, Lord, the power is leaving
yeah,
me,
exactly.
As if, you know, it stems from us. But really, actually, at the end of the day, we are literally interceding. We are interposing. We are talking on behalf of God's child, and we are pleading on their behalf. And we don't always realize that. But the moment I believe that our heart now starts to resonate with the heart of God,
mm-hmm.
we will more clearly more better, more acutely be able to feel that we are really doing something and that God is going to do something about it. Mm-hmm. But that really does, I almost want to say we lean into God in that way, that our faith may grow, because we don't always know that he's going to answer us in the positive.
Yeah, very true.
And I think that's what we are afraid to ask for some of these things, because we're just like, hey, and then if he doesn't answer, well, the truth be told is that the ball is in his court when you have faith.
Mm.
He knows better. And even when he answers, the impact, the effect is exactly what was needed when it was needed.
Yeah.
You might be 50 years later. You prayed 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And understand the effect, the impact, the legacy of your prayer.
Yeah.
But God, he answers. I know he answers.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. It's been a beautiful way to open this conversation. I look forward to going deeper into the benefits and the blessing of united prayer. But for today, thank you so much for getting us started on such a beautiful note. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. I will see you. All right.
Absolutely.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.